KFYO News Talk 790. Right now it's 7:09 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. This is Lubbock's First News. If I sound like I am in a
talking
pipe,
in a tunnel,
I'm hello.
It's because you are.
I am.
All right. I was just inside a actually not a replica, but a piece of
a mock-up.
Yeah, a mock-up of Sonotube. It's a concrete tube that is generally and has been used over the years as a cylindrical concrete form. So, like, if you pour a house on a pier and beam, you know, it's so you can make a concrete column inside of a hole. But many moons ago, once upon a time, somebody had this idea, says, hey, we can put this in the ground, pour concrete around it. So what they would do is they took a cardboard tube, and they would put it in the ground and use that for return air and sometimes supply lines for heating and air conditioning systems. Now in the house with us this morning is Alan Eubank. He's got a company called Duct Armor. Alan, what the heck's the problem with this deal? And are there houses that are in our area that have this stuff?
There are literally thousands of homes in our area that have what are called counterflow air conditioning systems. And so you'll either have the return air passing under the slab, or you'll have the supply lines passing under the slab of the home. And the cardboard was a great idea. It was the best product that the builders had available to them at the time, 30, 40 years ago, as little as, you know, 35 years ago.
Okay, stop right there. Because I'm thinking, how could cardboard have even been considered to be a good idea?
There was not PVC at that time.
Oh, and this was not the house that Jack built either.
Okay, I get
okay.
that.
All right. All right. So they just used what they were familiar with, which was okay. That's what you do. You innovate. And it was an innovation for the time to create a home with a more efficient air conditioning system, the counterflow mm-hmm. system. It's much more energy efficient. It cools better and mm-hmm. heats better. And so they would wrap. Made of cardboard, yeah. It was foil lined on the inside.
And yeah, but, you know, foil, you never wrap a sandwich in foil. Doesn't keep the moisture out or the dryness out.
Well, you cook in foil to keep moisture in while you're cooking.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's more like a tent. This is like underground.
We really should stop interrupting our guests
and
let him continue.
I was in a home in Muleshoe doing an inspection a couple of weeks ago, and she has these pieces of foil blowing out into her living space. But more than that.
For real?
Yeah, but the grill on the vent was beginning to pack up with the pieces of foil shutting off her airflow. So that's an indication that the duct, the cardboard duct has reached the end of its usable, serviceable life.
Hmm. I'm surprised it lasted 30 or 40 years.
Well, we live in a dry environment out here.
True that.
And really the only problems you have is during really wet times.
Right.
But also if you live in a part of town where you take pride in your lawn and your flower beds, you're going to water around the perimeter of your home a lot. Well, that's adds subsoil moisture, and it just turns the corner of the footings on the foundation. It comes right in, mm-hmm. and most of the vents are on the perimeter of the home. And we'll have galvanized vent boots or some galvanized flex fittings, and that sets in moist soil all the time, and then that begins to rust. The galvanization is just a thin coating on the outside of the metal, like that example there, and the galvanization will begin to wear away with the constant moisture contact
right.
and begin to rust holes through the metal on the perimeters of the home. Now, ductwork passing through the center of the home, those really usually look pretty good, unless you have a supply line leak happen under the slab mm-hmm. or a drain line leak that adds moisture and you don't see it or don't know about it for months at a time, and then it will literally destroy the system.
Aside from the moisture problem, cardboard is caviar for termites.
It also cultures fungus and mold very, very readily.
It's like wet paper.
If you have something
wet paper
and you're blowing your air through that, that's got to carry some bacteria with it.
Right.
All right. So what are some of the symptoms, you know, of when, if somebody has this in their house now, what areas in Lubbock would you say, I mean, these are all, probably all over town.
They're all over town. There's not any one particular area, but Lake Ridge has a lot of them. Older home, pier and beam homes, you typically won't see this passing underground because they're up off the ground. And the cardboard was used for the proper purpose, was to build the piers to get the home up off the ground. So
homes that are concrete, younger than 30 years.
Concrete slab homes, you know, built, I would say, mid-80s and older.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You know, if you have stuff that's overhead,
yeah,
and you think just because your vents blow out the ceiling, now I'll tell you right now, we just replaced my mom's air conditioning unit, you know, mm-hmm. the furnace and everything. And when you pull that out, you look down on the ground, and I mean, she's got, you know, she's got return air that mm-hmm. actually were under the house where the furnace pulls through.
Mm-hmm.
At my house, I have return air passing underground. It's a 22-inch diameter cardboard duct with some concrete around it mm-hmm. in places. And I was having a radon problem in my home. And the radon guy came down from Amarillo and he said, it's probably coming in through the penetrations in the slab and also that return air duct. So I got a camera and
wow.
I looked down in there and I could tell that the joints had shifted from earth movement, soil movement. I could tell that the fittings between the cardboard and the metal, you know, they're not airtight, and it would leak air through mm-hmm. those. And so I got on the internet and just started looking around for a solution. And after about 2 days of searching, I found the company Duct Armor up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tim Bornier started and invented the product. He was at that time in the pickup accessories and truck bed lining business, and he had a friend in the AC industry that said, Tim, will your bed liner product line these ducts up here underground successfully? And he said, I don't know. Let's try. So they tried it, and it didn't work because it's a petroleum-based product, and it was real smelly, and you wouldn't want that smell in your home.
Right.
But he liked the idea, so he began to research it and work on the formulation and have independent labs test it. And so he came up with this acrylic product that's environmentally friendly, it's non-allergenic, it's green, and it will dry.
And that's what I'm holding here in my hand.
Into a rubber flexible product.
Okay, hey, so it cannot pass molecules of bad stuff.
It's been tested in labs. It will not culture mold.
Good.
All right.
This is cool.
Hey, Laura, we're visiting with Alan Eubank, a company called Duct Armor. If you have subterranean return air supply lines in your home, we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of this stuff and what the process is like coming up. It's right now 7:16. Good morning. July 4th weekend. We are talking with Alan Eubank. He has a company called Duct Armor. And if you have subterranean return air or supply lines in a counterflow AC system. Most people don't know what a counterflow AC system is, but if you have subterranean lines, you do. Before we go any further, let me whip out the phone number, 806-549-1849, 806-549-1849. This is a big problem. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of homes that have this stuff, and hundreds and hundreds that have problems that go undetected. You know there is a problem, but you just haven't identified it yet.
Yeah, sometimes you smell a musty smell, like a damp smell, basement smell, when you turn your AC system on, and you don't know exactly the source of it, but you just know it's there. Or if you have allergies, if kids have lots of ongoing allergy problems, adults have ongoing allergy problems, and you have the counterflow air system in your home, you probably really need to have it inspected and just mm-hmm. see if you've got some deterioration of your subterranean ducts going on.
Well, there are two things here, two issues. Number one, if you're in a home and you have great airflow now and you don't have these problems, you might want to go ahead and do it now or consider having it done, because in that particular instance, you can save yourself a lot of money in damage repair, and oftentimes you can't do a full repair on something, right. I would assume, unless you're tearing up part of your slab.
Right. There are some damages that have occurred that are just beyond repair, beyond restoration, and I will only know that after a video inspection. When the ductwork is still in fairly good condition, that's the optimum time to have it coated and lined with Duct Armor.
Okay, so how do you apply this stuff?
Well, we use a camera system that I'm watching as the product goes on. It's taped to a airless spray hose. I have an open tip on the end of it. It sprays a cone shape. And I with a string, or if I can push it that far. I did a string as 80 feet long down in Big Spring this week. And then we run it all the way to the end, and then I give a command to the guy in the trailer. He turns the pump on, and then I just start dragging the hose, and I'm watching it flow onto. It's not an atomized. It's not fine spray. It's actually flowing on. The product is thick as buttermilk, and it just flows on.
Almost like a paint kind of a thing.
It's a very thick, thick paint, but it's not latex paint. It's a rubber product when it dries, and that's how we apply it. And we just have to go through all the openings. Sometimes we have to pull the AC unit and go through the plenums or the vents in the floors. Mm-hmm. Just whatever we have to do to get to all the ductwork to get it coated.
Now, I know this probably is not a cheap fix, but the alternative would be to move all your ductwork, totally redo it, and put it in the attic, correct? That's even more expensive?
That's the alternative, is to abandon everything under the slab. Mm-hmm. And to really do it right, you must fill that ductwork with concrete. Mm. If you leave an open cavity that's just cardboard down there and you've capped it off and you have stagnant air, what's going to happen with subsoil moisture?
Yeah.
It's just going to get bad in that tube. Mm-hmm. And we have seen where it will shift enough to crack the slab. Because it's only about, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of slab surface, and then the duct begins. So it's a real thin area there that can telegraph through. And you can see exactly where the duct runs, or the crack that runs in your house.
Wow.
On a system that's been abandoned but not filled in properly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is another thing to consider, I guess, Laura, too. If you're about to buy a home, or if you're about to sell your home, you need to know what's down there. This is like one of those things. It's like nobody knows what's really down there.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, you were saying you've been doing remodeling work.
Until you have a problem.
You've been doing remodeling work for 28 years.
28 years in Lubbock, Texas, and I've seen this problem for a long time, and we had no solution for it. So the only solution was to abandon it and reduct overhead. Well, now we have a restoration option available to us in this area.
Wow. Now, if you would like to get a hold of Alan, you can send him a text or ring him up, 806-549-1849. Now, I see here on the brochure that you do free video inspections if you're doing the work.
Yeah, it's a free video inspection. If I come out and I find that there's no rusting going on, if there's no deterioration happening, then you don't need my service at all. So I won't charge anything for it. But if we discover there's some deterioration happening and you've got some compromising and you've got some moisture problems going on down there that need to be remedied, well, sure, I'll have to charge you a little bit for the video inspection.
Well, now here's the deal, Laura. I know that he's playing the odds on this thing, and this is the way that it is. If your home's got this stuff, you are going to have some sort of problem.
Right.
And that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That is a no-brainer. So if you
best
have...
to get it taken care of.
Yeah, if you have subterranean air ducts or something like that, you notice that you got a funk coming out of your vents, you may just have airflow that is not blowing hard. I mean, you could have had a brand new AC system put in, and it's just not doing the job. Or you got hot spots in your house that won't get cool that used to be.
Regularly, people have new AC systems put in, but they do not check the ductwork.
Yeah. Hey, good thing to do before you buy a house, make an offer on one. Alan Eubank, Duct Armor. Here locally, 806-549-1849. He's sitting here right now. You got a question or comment, ring him up, 549-1849.